Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show five-time NBA champion and coach of the Sparks, Derek Fisher. And he is here on behalf of USAA's Veterans Day hashtag Honor Through Action Challenge. And Derek, thanks for being on the show. This is, when I talk about the military, this has, it means a lot to you, and it's a family thing too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have several members of my family personally that are veterans and in the military. And my dad in particular, John, that's who I'm celebrating specifically, this Veterans Day. And I'm thankful for his service and the service of all. I mean, we have nearly 18 million living U.S. military veterans. And so just USAA is just encouraging all of us to step up and show our support for all of them. And, that's what this challenge is all about. So I'm just excited for the opportunity to participate and appreciate you taking some time to visit with me.
Yes, to participate in the challenge, draw the letter V for veterans with the initials of the veterans in your life that you'd like to celebrate on the palm of your hand. Take a picture, and then on social media, as I mentioned, hashtag honor through action. And I think it's important to point out, too, Derek, that USAA has opened it up to all ranks, because I've always been a USAA member because my dad was a Navy officer, but I think it's really cool for the enlisted men and women to get in and on these great benefits as well. That's a huge thing that's no longer just officers and their families anymore.
Yeah, no, that is great. And I think that it's wonderful that that separation can kind of be broken through, and that it's more about, bringing us together. And that's kind of what the challenge does, right? Like, by encouraging all of us to draw that letter and just to have some fun with it, with drawing the letter, doing the initials. There are those of, like, we have five or six veterans in our family. So you could have one, two, three, four, five sets of initials. But just trying to do fun and engaging things for people. We know the power of social media. And so we feel like the Honor Through Action Challenge can be something that is fun and, again, just encourages more of us to come together as opposed to being separated.
I'm a lifelong Warrior fan. And with your time with the Warriors, I want to say, was that how many coaches did you have? Was that Mike Montgomery era?
Yeah, Mike Montgomery for the 2 years.
When you look at those Warriors as compared to the Warriors now at the new arena, and they have three rings, is it almost two completely different franchises to you? Because the fan base is the same, but for 40 years we were waiting around for another champion. It took a while.
Yeah, no, it's a great way to pose the question. I think it is. The fan base was always there for us, supported us every night. That has been consistent throughout. It is a different organization than the one I was a part of. There's different ownership, different management, and any successful group organization, obviously, the military, like, it starts with the right type of leadership at the top, and then there has to be an alignment in that vision for how to create success that flows from top to bottom. And I think the Warriors, over the years, they were able to find and bring in the right ownership group to go out and find the right leaders, the right coaches, and you're bringing in the right players. And those players have to come in and work their butts off to get better. No NBA player shows up ready from day one. So guys like Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond, and they all came in, and their work ethic was insane, and they all got better, and that led to Warriors championships.
And I want to ask you about, if the Warriors didn't pick Steph Curry, the next pick was the Knicks, and he wanted to go to the Knicks, and I don't blame him at the time. But the Knicks, and you coached there for a few years just not that long ago. What's it going to take for them to get back where they feel they belong at the Garden?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad thing. You know, Tom Thibodeau is a great basketball coach. I think that's going to help a lot because he is a stable figure. He's well respected in terms of his knowledge of the game and his work ethic and commitment. But I do think the entire organization has to have a level of stability and collaboration and innovation going on throughout it. And sometimes it's harder for the Knicks because it is the Knicks are just one part of Madison Square Garden company. It's a big, large, publicly traded company. And so sometimes the Knicks are treated more like a part of the parent company as opposed to a very specific privately owned basketball sports organization. And so sometimes that influences the decision-making, and those are the things that I think, in addition to having great coaches and great players, if leadership and organization and the type of people that are working there, if it's not all together and everybody working, in alignment, it's still going to be tough. Like, what happens off the court does have some impact on what's going on the court. You can't separate the two. Those are just some of my thoughts.
Great stuff. And last question for you. I had Shanae Ogbuwuke on the show a couple weeks ago, and she said, after watching the Lakers and the Dodgers, she said it's time for the Sparks to bring it home to Los Angeles. What do you think?
I agree wholeheartedly. I'm definitely, really excited and happy for the city and, the Lakers and Dodgers getting it done and just getting that championship energy brought back to the city. We really needed it. I think losing Kobe in early in the year in January left a mark on the city and around the entire sports world. And so with everything that has gone on, I think just some positive energy and things to feel good about for people in the Southern California community is a good thing. And definitely hoping the Sparks get an opportunity to come back next year and get that title in 2021.
That's Derek Fisher. Once again, USAA.com/Veterans Day. Check it out. Hashtag honor through action. Derek, thanks for your time. Best of luck, and we'll catch up down the road, man.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the time.